The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him, raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. This series of Gospels, which we're hearing these weeks, all take place as Jesus is making his final journey to Jerusalem. And he uses the opportunity to teach the disciples what it means to be a disciple. And today he uses the example of the lepers who were cured. All 10 of them were cured, but only one recognized that he had done nothing to deserve it and returned to give thanks to God. And so discipleship is about being grateful for what we have. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to bury one of my closest friends, a friendship that goes back more than 45 years. She was not only my travel agent who put together all these trips I take people on, but she and her husband and I became best of friends. We'd go to dinner every couple weeks. I don't think I ever laughed as much with another human being as I did with her. And when I stood there the other afternoon watching that suddenly lifeless body, a sense of sadness overwhelmed me unlike anything I've ever experienced before, in the realization that I'll never get to share her joy again. But as the days went on and I thought more about it and prayed over it, I realized it's not about me feeling sorry for myself. It's about being grateful that she was in my life, because I'm a better person because of her, and I can only give thanks to Almighty God that I knew her as well as I did. And I think that's the question each one of us have to take away from this gospel today. Am I grateful to what God has given me, for the people around me, for the opportunities I've had in life, for the chance to be born in this country? Any one of us could have been born in Afghanistan or Iraq, or be one of those children pounding on our southern borders, fleeing for their lives. We have to ask ourselves, am I truly grateful? Amen.